Special guest with us this morning. I'm going to have to change my Tuesday tune here a little bit. Our good friend Tim Mayer is on the telephone. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great today. Thank you.
Did you get wet on your side of town? Did you get a little wet?
Yes, big thunder, big lightning.
And then now it's stopped.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the round two is. And right behind it, the sky looks the same as it was beforehand. Congratulations. For those of you who don't know, Tim announced last week, not on this program, sadly, that he would be retiring from the Bloomington City Council after how many years?
I think we're in our 24 and a half year.
Okay, so you'll almost the 25th.
Almost 25.
We'll call it 25. We like to round up. We're a society that likes those big important numbers and that. But first of all, thank you for joining us this morning. And secondly, thank you for your service. How hard of a decision was this to make?
Oh, it was a complex decision to make. But it wasn't all that difficult once we decided, we being Sue and myself, decided it was probably time to step aside and let others do some work.
Did you, and you don't have to answer any of these questions if you don't want to, obviously. Was it something that is going on? Was it something in the council? Or was it just a natural, hey, it's a break, it's summertime. When they come back, they're going to have a bunch of projects to do. Let someone else take care of this.
I think it was the latter.
There you go. Well, that's fair.
Well, let's put it this way. I've done 24 city budgets, so the 25th would have been next. And I've done two growth policy plans, and our current plan is coming up for review now by the city council. So just kind of all came together, and you know, the workload was getting heavier, and I was reaching a point where I just didn't feel like I had the stamina to do it. So it's time to step aside and smell the roses for a little bit.
Well, we thank you for your service. There's no doubt about it. Almost 25 years is incomprehensible to a lot of people. You talk about working on one budget or one GPP, doing multiples of those.
Actually, it's a little bit longer than that because it's kind of complex. I served on the council from 84 to 87 and was not reelected in that election that followed, you know, in 87. And then I went on the City Plan Commission. So actually, I've been serving the community one way or another since 1984.
Tim, let me ask you, because you'll know how this all works. What's the process now to replace you? Does the party do that?
Yes, it is. It is party function, and the state statute lays out how it works. But basically, what will happen is the chair of the Monroe County Democratic Party will call for applications. People interested in filling the seat, and from what I'm hearing, there's a number of people lining up. And once they submit those, the party chair has 30 days from the time that I actually resigned to the time they have to fill the seat. And my resignation is effective the 31st of July, so the party chair has until the end of August to call that caucus. He can call it any time after the 1st of August.
Now, the obvious thing is this person is going to have to be a Democrat, but are there other qualifications to replace you?
None other than the qualification to run for the seat that is in question.
Eligible to vote, all those other things.
Yeah, eligible to vote, mm-hmm. be a city resident, et cetera. And because my seat is an at-large seat, that person can come from any part of the city. And also, the way the decision is made is it's a vote by the precinct committee people.
Right.
And so that those precinct committee people will be from all districts within the city. So
that makes it interesting because it doesn't have to come from a certain, quote, neighborhood.
That is correct. So that is correct.
You are
open for business.
And it'll
be a much
smaller
number of precinct committee people because only those people who represent or are part of that district are eligible to vote in a party caucus.
Tim, let me ask you
a district seat. Yeah.
Let me ask you another tough question because your service has been beyond the council. You've been on a number of boards and councils and such. What about all of those other things you've done? Are you giving up everything?
Yes and no. The boards and commissions that I serve on at the basically the request of my colleagues on the city council, those will go away. So, for example, last night was my last Utility Service Board meeting, which was special. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But my work with, say, Community Kitchen, you know, that will continue on. So, yeah.
But the Jack Hopkins Social Service, we know you were a big champion of that. That will be somebody else will have to take up that yoke, right?
That is correct. That is correct, yeah.
Tim, I know you're going to reject this, but you are what is known in the dictionary definition of a statesman. You're somebody who walked both sides of the line. You were not terribly partisan in what you did. You were the kind of person who worked toward getting consensus rather than domination. And my hat's off to you for the way you served in the years of your service. You truly are the definition of what a statesman should be.
Well, I appreciate that. But I think what I learned pretty quickly and from people I served with, people like Lloyd Alcott and Howard Young on the Republican side, and Pat Gross and so many others, Pat Williams and others on the Democratic side, that, you know, first of all, city government is vastly different than, say, state government or federal government elected offices.
Do people understand that these days, Tim?
Well, I hope they do, because, you know, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is to make things better for everybody. Make things work for this community. You know, make sure you have parks and make sure the parks are clean and people can go there and enjoy them. Make sure that, you know, the water runs in the morning when you turn it on and goes away when you pull the plug in the sink. And those are the things that are important to make a community work. And so that's kind of where I devoted my attention. And I will tell you a little bit less. So last night was the last Utility Service Board meeting that I'll attend as a council member. And it was a short meeting. Basically, they approved the expenditures of money and heard a report on the water line replacement. And so the meeting was wrapping up, and the chair of the board was singing some high praise, and in walked about eight former and current city employees, just applauding, and it was a really touching moment. It was
very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Unfortunately, Sue went with me to the meeting, so she got high praise too.
And you both deserve it. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He is hanging it up. The city councilman will be finished on July 31st. And just going back a little bit, because we always talk about now and what's happening at your next meeting. Did you always want to be involved in politics, or was that something, a love you developed down the road?
Actually, it came about because we had moved into Green Acres neighborhood and
in the early
70s. And we got involved with the Neighborhood Association. We being Sue and myself, we were kind of the founding members, along with others, to create a neighborhood association. And as time went by, we kept seeing more and more issues with the neighborhood was being turned over to student rental housing. And so we had a lot of issues that we were trying to deal with. And at one point I talked with our district representative, and he said he would be helpful, and he tried to do what he could do, and I would call him with problems over time. And one time I called him, and he said, you know, the only way you're going to solve your issue is you're going to have to move from where you live. And I thought, oh, well, I'll be damned.
Sorry, got to go.
Yeah. So I ultimately put my name in the hat, and I won. I ran in 1983-84, and I won election by 34 votes. So that's how it all started.
Well, it's a great story, because some people fall into it. Some people, that's a lifelong dream to be in there. Looking back at your tenure, the biggest issue that you faced, besides your own neighborhood, I think when it hits closer to home to you, that's the one that's going to stick out.
Sure.
What do you think was the either biggest contribution or biggest issue you faced being on the council?
Well, I think the biggest issue that the council faced was the PCB issue back in the mid, starting in the 70s and working away through into the 80s. That was very controversial. The remedies were not particularly pleasant. They, you know, they were talking about incineration of the material, and that was not popular. And you know, ultimately, the state, our state representatives took care of that. But so that was probably the most difficult and controversial one. But I think the most meaningful ones to me were where we redefined definition of family back, again, this goes back to the 80s, wherein rental or investment properties could, the definition of family went from 5 unrelated adults to 3 unrelated adults, and that was designed to take some of the pressure off of the neighborhoods where, you know, you had a house and you were, and you had 5 unrelated people living in it, which meant typically you would have 5 automobiles and, you know, it was different than a nuclear family. So that was a big one. The other one I think would be the support for the smoking ordinance that Councilmember Pizzo had brought forward, and we were able to successfully become one of the first communities in the state of Indiana to ban smoking in public places, and so that I think was meaningful. Very meaningful, and you know, it touched people. And on the utility side, the expansion of the water capacity, water processing capacity, redundant water line and storage tank were all major.
Yeah, the redundant water line, that's a large deal.
It was a big deal, and it you know, it makes our community safer for the long term and the distant future. So that was very meaningful work to me. So those three would be right up there. Of course, there's many other things we've done, and I say we because the work of the council is pretty much collective work. We, somebody brings an idea forward, well, they don't just put it out there on the table and everybody jumps up and down. We do jump up and down, but we jump up and down and make it better. So,
Tim, let me shift your focus. You talked about the collective we. I want to turn that we to a separate we, and that is you and Sue. How much of what you did required her approval and her support? Everywhere I saw you, she was at your side. And I know they're at minimal of pillow talk, but how much advice did you get from her about what to do?
Well, we pretty much discussed things after the fact instead of before the fact, although certain issues have been pretty controversial. So she will definitely share. She is a person of her own, so she will share her opinion with me, which makes it difficult because sometimes my thinking was a little bit different than her thinking.
And you've been married how many years?
55, I think.
More proof that's the system it works.
It works, man.
Hey, what are you going to do moving forward? I know we don't want to jump into this. Heck, you haven't even officially retired yet, but this vast wealth of knowledge shouldn't just be sitting on a park bench somewhere. Are you going to teach? What do you got an itch to do anything?
You're
just going to travel and have fun, aren't you?
No, not exactly. Not exactly. No, my options are open at this point, and I will continue. Sue and I will both continue our work with Community Kitchen, and then I'm looking about for other social service activities that I want to get involved with. But it's a little too early to talk about that.
Okay. Well, let's just hope your LinkedIn profile is updated and your Facebook page is ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I don't do Facebook, so.
Hey, Tim,
have to find other ways to communicate.
Flyers. Hang some flyers downtown so people know
exactly
how to get a hold of you.
While you're talking about that, people don't know what Tim Mayer did. What were some of the things you were involved in other than politics? What was your occupation?
Well, my occupation was basically a graphic designer.
There you go.
And towards the end of my career, I became very involved in book design and journal design. So I did, as a freelancer, work for the university press and other academic presses around the country. So that was pretty much the bulk of the work towards the end of my design work. And I hung up my T-square in July of 2013. I did my last project, and I basically have walked away from it. I don't do graphic design any longer. So, but I'm starting to dabble in art. So I'll be doing some of that.
Good for you. And writing your book.
The memoirs, that's right.
No, I don't think I'm not a memoir type guy, but I don't know. Maybe.
You should write a memoir about the deer.
Yeah. You didn't mention that as one of the highlights.
I wrote that down. I said we left that part out. I don't know if that's a sensitive situation there or have you guys rebuilt your relationship, you and the deer?
Sue and I were coming home just two nights ago when we got to the intersection of South Downs and South Jordan, and there were four bucks. Two of them were six-pointers, and then there were a couple of four-pointers, and I was like,
it's
oh,
a gang.
My gosh.
Look out. Put your hand on your wallet, make sure your wife's purse is secure, and roll your windows up and do not look them directly in the eye.
They pointed at you and said, we got your eye on you, Mayor.
Keep going. Keep going. Hey, I'm quitting. I'm out of here. Leave me alone. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning, the city councilman. Yeah. Well, the former city councilman. Well, that's going to be
almost.
Hard. Almost. July 31st will be the
still on the payroll. So.
Well, we've got to find a way to keep you with us every once in a while because your wealth of knowledge, your perspective on what you've seen grow, develop, happen in the city. I just don't want to not talk to you again. So I'm going to have to use my back channel ways.
You have my phone number.
Yeah.
You have my phone number and you got my email so we can communicate.
Well, I think that'll be exciting because, number one, I want to hear what you're doing. And number two, when you don't have a dog in the fight sitting on those meetings week in and week out, I don't think your perspective is going to change at all, but your knowledge passed on to the listener might.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear that.
We could do a little analysis work on the side.
Analysis. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes.
There you go.
Where we are, where we're going, what we're doing, what have you seen? I would think that would be an excellent addition to this program just because of, the wealth of knowledge you have. You've been through the procedurals. You've taken us through how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. You even know how they're going to put your replacement in there. That's kind of you turn to Chapter 6 and make sure the caucus gets together and do all that. So here we are in July. Did you have a good 4th?
We really didn't do much. We just hung around and had some friends over and cooked a little chicken and had a good time.
Was that when you made the big announcement on the 4th and then went public with it afterwards?
No, actually.
Did you have this
the
already?
The announcement was made on the 5th.
Right, so I didn't know it's your cookout on the 4th. You said, folks, gather around before we light some black cats and bottle rockets off.
Well, you
I've
know,
got a big
we,
announcement to make.
We didn't do that. We actually on the 3rd, we were with three other couples, and we didn't make that announcement to those people. And on the 5th, I sent our host an email and said, Sue and I decided we just didn't want to bring that subject up because we didn't want this to be all about, where the conversation would go.
Sure. Then it's a press
so
conference.
We don't want to ruin the day.
Don't want to be that. It wouldn't be a wet blanket, but everybody cares about you. They'd want to know why, and that's why we're happy to have you on this morning.
The host fully understood. They say fully understand. So.
Well, that was interesting because you and Luke Kenley both announced on Wednesday the 5th. That was a big day in Indiana politics.
Yeah, that's right. Well, not because of me, but because of Kenley.
Well, the influence you have here, the influence he had there. I mean, I think that's very important. So what are we doing today? Putting our feet up, reading a book, starting to paint? What's going on?
Getting ready for a visit with the grandkids.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's the next thing on the list. And then we'll figure out what to do when that's over.
Well, tomorrow night's a council meeting. Is that true?
Today I was going to cut the lawn, but I can't do that because the storm went through.
Have the grandkids cut the lawn.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to get the mower sharpened up so they can do it.
Is there some kind of meeting tomorrow night, or you just don't care anymore?
There is no meeting tomorrow night because council is on recess.
That's right.
I believe it's Friday the 28th.
Yeah.
It'll be a noon meeting, which I will attend, and it is basically the administration briefing the council on upcoming legislation.
And so. your going away party. Let's not forget that part. Cake and probably
I'm
ice cream.
I'm not billing it as that.
You're not. They should. This, I'm telling them what they should have for a guy that's put in your time and put in your effort. A little cake and ice cream won't hurt anything at all.
I'll take that.
Well, that's Who wouldn't? Don't ever pass on cake. Heck, everybody knows that. Listen, thank you. I don't know what else to say. I can't put any streamers or fireworks on it. Thank you for your service and your time.
Thank you, and I want to thank you for what you're doing, because I have to tell you, over the years that we've been doing this, you know, I can't tell you how many people come up and say, you know, I really appreciate that show that you're on, and it's been very rewarding. I've always tried to thread the needle very carefully, you know.
And you've done it, and I think that's why those people have come up to you and said that.
It's not about the council members. It's about the work we're doing.
And I think that's the greater thing, because we, me, you, Keith, try to pass on information that maybe you're not hearing, seeing, finding other places. And not to say right or wrong. I agree with you 100%. You do what you want with the information. We just want to make sure that everybody gets it, so you're fully aware of what is happening. And to have the intertwinings and interworkings of how city government works, the procedurals, why this vote goes this way, what does a committee of the whole mean? Those are things that if you don't know what they are, it sounds like we're speaking Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you don't know that, you don't get involved. And this community is about involvement. This community is about knowledge. And that's why we can't thank you enough for making time with us every Tuesday morning.
It's been my pleasure. It really has. It
all
really
right.
Has,
and then at some point down the road, we will figure out, and this will be sooner than later. I don't know when we'll announce it. We'll figure out Mondays with Mayor or Tuesdays with Tim or Wacky Win. We'll have something where we look back when things are going on, whether it's quarterly, monthly, or something else, because I want you to stay involved with this, because I think you're – connection to the community and the way you make information absorbable, and I think that's an asset we don't want to lose.
Well, I appreciate that.
Good job, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it.
Enjoy those grandkids. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Tim, for everything.
Okay.
You've been great.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks.
Great job, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Tim Mayer, former, that sounds hard to say, former city councilman.